morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, December 12th. You'll be interested to know, 125 years ago, today in 1900, Guglielmo Marconi received the first successful transatlantic radio signal from a station in England to Newfoundland, demonstrating long-distance wireless communication across the ocean. That breakthrough proved that wireless telegraphy could span continents, opening a new era in global communication and inspiring rapid development of radio technology. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with 2+ feet waves. Conditions will shift to fair by late morning and then become choppy after noon. Winds are currently offshore at 2 miles per hour, but will shift onshore to 7 miles per hour by mid-afternoon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3-foot outgoing mid-tide, when the west-northwest swell is 1.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first low tide on Friday will be 2 feet at 10:30 a.m., followed by a 3.5-foot high tide at 3:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with steady 2-foot waves on Saturday morning. Expect a slight decline in size by the afternoon as winds shift onshore, creating choppy surf. Sunday brings a steady 2-foot swell with cleaner conditions early before winds pick up, making it the most favorable day of the period. Monday sees similar wave heights, but choppy conditions return in the afternoon. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 60 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:43, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:45. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, clearing up by mid-morning with mostly sunny skies and a high near 65 with a light breeze. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 10 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, with a low around 55 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday starts with patchy fog before 10 a.m., then turns partly sunny with a high near 65 and light northwest winds. Sunday through Tuesday will be mostly to partly sunny, with highs rising slightly from about 66 to 67 and nights, generally in the mid-50s, with patchy fog returning overnight into each morning. Bonjour, food enthusiasts! This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, get into the holiday spirit at pop-up bars and restaurants in San Diego as the winter season approaches. While snow is unlikely, there are plenty of festive options to enjoy. Provisional Kitchen at Pendry Hotel offers a Christmas brunch featuring sweet and savory delights on December 25th and a 3-course dinner later that day. The Cutwater Tasting Room transforms into a cozy winter lodge, serving a variety of cocktails until December 31st. At the Lafayette Hotel, enjoy seasonal cocktails and festive bites until December 31st. Visit Bryza and Yoho Holiday Tavern for unique holiday experiences, both open through the season. Now on to sports. The NASCAR antitrust trial has concluded without an official winner or loser. Michael Jordan and the other plaintiffs reached a settlement with NASCAR, ending a fierce legal battle over alleged anti-competitive practices. On December 11th, the settlement abruptly halted the trial at U.S. District Court in Charlotte, North Carolina. The details include Evergreen Charters ensuring teams a spot in Cup Series races. Jordan stated, "We have to find some synergy between the two entities." And last night, on Thursday Night Football, Kirk Cousins led the Atlanta Falcons to a thrilling 29-28 comeback victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Cousins threw three touchdown passes to Kyle Pitts Sr., while Zane Gonzalez nailed a game-winning 43-yard field goal as time expired. Despite facing a 28-14 deficit in the fourth quarter, the Falcons overcame a franchise record 19 penalties. Baker Mayfield's crucial interception in the fourth quarter contributed to the Buccaneers' fifth loss in six games. Fitz finished with 11 catches for 166 yards and three touchdowns, a first for a tight end since 1996. In local sports, the Chargers are aiming for back-to-back 10-win seasons as they face the Kansas City Chiefs, who are in danger of playoff elimination. The Chargers hold a 9-win, 4-loss record and recently defeated the Super Bowl champion Eagles. In contrast, the Chiefs are struggling at 6 wins and 7 losses, facing a mere 10% chance of making the playoffs. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert emphasized the importance of meaningful games as they work to secure a playoff spot, while Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes reflected on their unexpected challenges this season. Kickoff is at 10 on CBS. In top news, people are nicer than you think. We consistently underestimate how much others like us, which may hurt our social lives. In a phenomenon dubbed the liking gap, people tend to like us better than we believe. Research shows that nearly 87% of lost wallets are returned, much higher than expected. Experts believe this pessimism about others can hinder connections and increase loneliness. To combat these misjudgments, regular practice of engaging with others is essential. Open up, be vulnerable, and trust that others will respond positively, because kindness is often greater than we anticipate. In business news, Disney will invest $1 billion in OpenAI, marking a significant partnership that enhances Sora in Hollywood. Users of the AI video creation platform will now create clips featuring characters from Marvel, Pixar, and Star Wars. This 3-year deal represents a shift for Hollywood studios, allowing them to monetize their intellectual property through licensing agreements. Disney Plus will host fan-inspired Sora short-form videos, launching in early 2026. Disney CEO Bob Iger emphasized the importance of this collaboration, stating it will extend storytelling through generative AI while respecting creators. This integration could lead to more deals with OpenAI in the future. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% for the week to about $92,000. Ethereum is up 4% to about $3,200. And XRP is down 2% to $2.03. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google is bringing Gemini's Chrome integration to iPhone and iPad. iOS and iPadOS users can now try out Chrome's basic artificial intelligence browser tools. The built-in Gemini artificial intelligence features in Chrome are now becoming more widely available on the iOS version of Google's browser. These features are appearing several months after their rollout on the desktop version began in September. Once active, Chrome users will notice a new icon in the address bar's left corner, shaped like a notebook page with a Gemini star symbol. By tapping this icon, you can ask Gemini questions or have it summarize web pages. And in entertainment news, Amazon Prime Video has pulled its AI-powered video recap of Fallout after viewers noticed inaccuracies. The recap incorrectly stated that the ghoul's flashback takes place in the 1950s instead of the year 2077. This feature, which began testing last month, is now missing from several shows, including The Rig, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, Upload, and Bosch. The AI narrator also misrepresented a key plot point regarding Lucy McLean's choices. According to Amazon, these recaps should appear on a series detail page, but they currently seem to be unavailable. The Verge has reached out for comments, but has not received a response. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and electrical engineer, Nikola Tesla. And he said, "The spread of civilization may be likened to a fire. First a feeble spark, next a flickering flame, then a mighty blaze, ever increasing in speed and power." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.